Tonight's high school football presentation is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game.
High school football live on WKHM. And online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to an afternoon of high school football from Lumen Christi today. It's the makeup of the Friday night. Rain out, weather out here on Spring Arbor Road. GOC, Tom Ranchford. Just another day in radio. Good to have you with us. Lumen Christi going for their fifth straight win. Tom, both teams unbeaten in the interstate.
Yeah, this is a pretty good game, Greg. Both Marshall, the Red Hawks of Marshall, and the Titans of Lumen Christi are tied for first place on top of the Interstate 8. They are both 3-0 and undefeated in the league. And, you know, Marshall's good. They are 3-1 overall. They lost their first game to Freeland, a perennial playoff team. They got beat in overtime on opening night. One of those wild situations like this weekend where the weather was bad. They played Thursday night that week, and they ended up playing on Friday. So Marshall got beat that night, but then they beat Harper Creek and Penfield and Hastings on their way to a 3-1 record, 3-0 in the conference. Lumen Christi, of course, undefeated at 4-0. They're 3-0 in the conference, and they've had a couple of good close games. Their first two games against Kalamazoo United, they won by two. They won by a couple of touchdowns against Western, and a good hard-fought victory against Coldwater in game three, and then last week's win over Northwest to put them at 4-0. The Titans are in pretty good shape physically as they have just taken the field here at beautiful Jim Crowley Memorial Field. And we are just a few moments away as Marshall's getting ready to take the field, just a few moments away from our national anthem.
Let's take a three break here on the pregame. Again, our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Welcome back to Spring Arbor Road. We get set for the Titans, the Red Hawks of Marshall. Coached, of course, by Bill Dreyer.
I think Bill used to be an Albion College coach, very well respected around the community. And you watch Marshall, you'll see that they are very well coached. He knows what he's doing over here.
I will say Marshall has many more fans than Lansing Sexton had today for their game against Charlotte.
I happen to be over there. Charlotte and Sexton played. My nephew plays soccer at Lumen Christi. They played Charlotte this morning. And right next to it was the resumption of the Charlotte-Sexton game. Sexton had seven or eight people in the stands. And you know what? Charlotte didn't have maybe 100. Those are very tough. And, you know, they go back and resume them at 10 a.m. Now you're really asking, you know, you just realize that you're just going to try to finish the game off. And it went right down to the wire. Sexton scored very late to win by a couple of touchdowns. 26-14, but it was 18-14 with about a minute to go.
We will see again, as we did for Northwest the other night, big offensive line for Marshall that averages about 250 up front, well, Tom.
And they're explosive. They're going to run the ball, and they can also throw it. And you look across the way, and you see Marshall is a pretty good-sized outfit. They're long and lean, and the linemen are pretty good-looking kids up front. This could be a good one. The battle for the two top teams in the Interstate 8.
County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, West End, Farm to Table, part of our group here tonight, Fuller Chem Dry on the post game, and the player of the game. Lumen Christi will receive this opening kickoff. For Marshall, they're decked out in their white, and they're black and they're red trim.
And I'm going to say that's a beautiful uniform.
Well, you can read
it. They got black numbers and you can read them. And they're a good size font. Just like Lumen Christi, they got the big numbers rather than those little tiny narrow ones
that old people can't read. Teeing it up for Marshall and having some difficulty at the 50-yard line. Is kicker Carson DeLong. He is a sophomore. Booms one right down to about the 3-yard line. And here's the run back, 15-20. Good coverage by Marshall at the 20-yard line.
Joseph Sari and Ian Barber on the stop.
Run back by Cole Simpson on the kick team. So Lumen has a fairly significant injury. Basil Hampton is out. So, Tom, when that happens for Lumen, that just gives somebody else a chance.
Right. Hampton's got a broken hand, which he could play with. He had it casted up, and he played last week with it. But he's got something else that's involved. You see he's got a sling over his left arm also.
Pitch to plate. I think we've seen that before. He is hit behind the line at the 20. There's a flag. Plate loses two. Haven't seen much of that. Good defensive pursuit on the corner by Marshall.
Sorry, with the tackle for Marshall. There's a flag on the play.
56, Beattie.
Well, they did a good job stringing that out. That was a toss sweep to the right, a sweep at one, and Lumen Christi likes to run at an awful lot. And Marshall beat them to the punch.
Cody Beattie and holding on Lumen first play.
Yeah, adding insult to injury.
It'll be first and 20, and Lumen backed up right against our goal line at the 10-yard line. Here on really what's turned out, if it doesn't rain, nice night for football.
Rain is over.
Or late afternoon, I guess. Here's played again, straight handoff, and just a couple yards out to maybe the 14-yard line as they ran it right up the tube.
Bottom of the pile is Justin Hankey, 33 for the Redhawks.
Senior 200-pound linebacker made the stop. He's in the middle.
Ran behind Keegan Smith again on that right up the gut at the 6-hole.
Fuller, Hotu, West, Beattie, and Farmer up front. They do run 5 defensive linemen with 3 backers and just 3 in the secondary. Brendan Wilson. There's that stop pass. Plate. Oh, what a great play by historic Marshall. That was Hunter Kopas. Came up. He beat the block and was able to just hogtie Walker Plate for nothing.
Yeah, Brody Dalton is supposed to block Kopas, and he was unable to do that. And as the ball got thrown to Plate, he was tackled immediately.
Lumen way behind the chains here at third and about 17. They haven't faced too many of these, and Wilson out of the gun. Plate one of the slot. Wilson is clobbered as he lets it go, and that is a wounded duckling going to nobody. And Lumen will have to kick deep in a fine defensive series here for Marshall. I don't know who hit the quarterback, but Wilson got as soon as he...
It was number 31.
Let the ball go. He got hammered. And back to kick for the Titans is Brody Dalton, and he stands at the goal line. Good snap, plenty of time, and not a good kick. This is very short. Oh, a Ratchford sand wedge backs up, hits at the 29. They kill it at the 22-yard line. four down territory here for Marshall. Well, this put it at the 23.
Yeah, this is about as bad of a start as you could possibly have for Lumen Christi tonight. We have 10 minutes and 14 seconds left in the first quarter. There's no score, but after a punt, Marshall takes over first and 10 at the Titan 23.
And on first down, Marshall moves, and that costs them five.
I think sometimes mentally for both teams, when you have the situation yesterday with the game, you're getting ready to play, Marshall was here, and then you know the whole situation, you're out of your element a little bit.
Stellenberger option pitch to Taylor. And he's down to about the 20-yard line.
Walker played a great job there as he cat and mouse that kid and was able to tackle him. Good pressure again. I think Ben LaFleur was the force man, immediately forced the quarterback to pitch the ball. Plate made a good, real good play there, second and eight.
7-yard pickup. They run to Taylor. Huge hole as he cuts. 10-5 touchdown. Phelan Taylor.
Well, real good fake right there as the ball was handed off to Taylor, and the quarterback faked like he was going to throw the pass, and somebody bit because there was nobody on that backside at all. That was completely wide open territory. I don't even think he was touched. 20 yards for the score.
Extra point for Marshall. Snap was ugly. The kick was good, though. That barely got through, but it did. By Carson DeLong. Marshall 7-0 over Lumen Christi, back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's DeLong's kick this time. DeLong's kick after the touchdown goes out of bounds. So that's a flag, and very, very lethargic start here in the first couple minutes for Lumen Christi. And that brings the ball out to the 35-yard line and a first down. Titans go from your right to your left on your 101.5 FM dial. Brendan Wilson. Walker plate. Not much running room there, just a couple yards. Trenton Fuller. And on the stop after, we'll give him three, second and seven.
Well, it's only 7-0. There's really no reason to panic. You've got that great offensive line. Just keep punching it out. 3 yards on first down is a win.
Putnam, Papirski, Hart, Smith, Harbor. Two tight ends. Pitch to plate. Can he turn the corner? He can. 40, 45, 50. And he's to the Marshall 46-yard line.
Tackle made by Hunter Kopas, the senior defensive back.
About 18 yards there for Walker Plate.
That was
plate.
A great offensive play for the Titans, and what struck me also is the good blocking there. Played again with that explosive run. But, boy, is Marshall physical.
Played again. Big dose of Walker Plate, just a couple yards, and he's hammered. He gets three to the Marshall 43-yard line. And we're going to see a lot of that. Number six. And he's really, he's been involved in every play so far offensively. Even the pass reception for Lumen. Second and seven, they're at the Marshall 43. Marshall up 7-0. Teach out. Cannot break through in 56. Again, a nice stop. Cody Beatty, 6'1", 225 senior.
Yeah, somebody's getting is being unblocked up there.
Good play by Beattie, third and four for the Titans.
That was your fullback dive. It possibly was with trap or fold blocking right up the middle.
Problem was there was not an initial hole there, and Teachout had to dance around a little bit, and that gave Beattie plenty of time to get a hold of him. There goes Plate. He works the blocker beautifully for a first down to the 30-yard line.
Or you can just do what Lumen Christie coach Sean Brogan did and put an extra tackle over on the left side. And when that extra tackle is Keegan Smith, they have a tendency to just kind of move the offense. The offensive line moves the defensive line right straight back. That's a pretty impressive play right there when the Titans needed it. So all the way now down to the Marshall 30-yard line.
7:20 to go, first quarter. Here on WKHM, 7-0 Marshall, but Lumen driving at the 30. Play action. Wilson, wide open in the flat. That's caught. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and there's a flag. Bushinski caught the pass out of the backfield. There was nobody there.
Well, there was nobody there because they sold out and put pressure on Brendan Wilson as he pivoted on that trap pass.
There's a flag on the play.
Play-action pass works pretty good when you're running the ball like that. You really do get the aggressiveness of the front to bite and leave Caden Bushinski wide open in the right flat.
There was really an unnecessary block. It was down just inside the 10-yard line. Oh, they call roughness on. It was away from the ball carrier.
Well, I mentioned that they were physical, and you did kind of notice that a little bit. I didn't want to say dirty, but that was. Yep.
Half the distance to the goal. 4-yard line for the Titans. Defense really got suckered on that play. It was a play action, and Bushinski just leaked out wide open. Here's Plate hit in the backfield. Walker, Plate is drubbed.
Justin Hanke again came untouched through the Titan offensive line and hit Plate as soon as he got the ball. That was a two tight end power eye formation.
Second down and goal from just outside the 10-yard line.
Boy, you never see the Titan offensive front leak that much.
And 31, we don't even have a 31 on our roster here. They give Plate a pretty generous spot at the 6. Pitch to Plate again. Heads for the pylon. And did not get in, just short of the goal line.
Plate, the ball carrier taken out just short of the goal line by Middleton.
So it'll be third down really in inches for the Titans.
Okay, pretty good play there. Plate, a lot of people from Marshall got to the where he was trying to run. He hit the pylon, but he hit it kind of on the outside, and the official called it on the half-yard line.
Johnny Teachout, touchdown, Lumen. He needed about a foot, and he got about 2 feet. And the Titans get on the board here, trail 7-6, 6:09 to go first quarter.
And now you can relax a little bit because the Titans did very impressively march right down the field after uncharacteristically really starting slow down here, coughing up a touchdown early on a bad offensive possession and a bad punt, but they turned right down and drove the length of the field to score.
Extra point is up and looks good. And we are tied at 7. Kevin Salazar on the extra point. We'll keep it here, 7-7. With 6:09 to go in the first quarter, an action brought to you by Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Jamie Grace, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, and Trips Ceramic Pro. Lumen Christie Catholic School, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, Elrose Steel,
Salazar kicking off for the Titans
on the broadcast. So Salazar will tee it up, heart of the field at the 40. And back deep, Taylor is back there with Ezra McAllister. Taylor, who scored the touchdown at the 10, 20, 25, out to the 29-yard line.
Brody Dalton dropped him at the 28-yard line. Nice tackle by Brody.
Cole Simpson was there also, and Marshall will start at their own 29-yard line, and we are all tied at 7 here in the first. McAllister in motion. They give to Taylor, and he is pounded after a yard.
Keegan Smith was in the bottom of the pile. He wasn't credited with the tackle, but he certainly made that ball carrier bounce it to the outside a little bit.
Yeah, he tried to get around him, and Saunders was there to clean it up. Schellenberger, Cody Schellenberger is the quarterback. Fires it out here. That's deflected at the line. I think that was Smith. Keegan Smith that got a piece of that. It'll be third and long now for Marshall.
It's a pretty impressive play by the big lineman up front.
And they spread the field. Schellenberger out of a gun. And tries to run it, and he's going to go down 30-yard line.
Brody Dalton made the tackle right about at the line of scrimmage, but there was a host of Titans, Ben LaFleur, Will Saunders, Jelani Harbor, and those kids all up there to get the quarterback flushed out of the pocket.
Yeah, good coverage in the second year. If you're going to throw against Lumen,
you better throw it in a hurry.
You got three steps. And you better be getting rid of the ball. Here's the punt. Just a one-step kick. That was pretty good kick. 32 Simpson hit hard at the 40-yard line.
Jack Kelly with a nice block is the up man, and he was able to punch that. Actually, I think he blocked two kids, one into the other. That gave Simpson an extra 5 yards to get up almost to the 40-yard line.
Jack Kroll, good play in the kick team coverage, but Lumen, good field position at the 40-yard line. They have tied it up midway in the first at 7 and back on offense, and that means Walker Plate at the tail. Saunders and Jerva, the tight ends. Plate up the middle. Good running room. Look at Plate. Keeps those legs moving as a first down at the Marshall 49-yard line.
Pretty good blocking at the point of attack by Lumen Christie. Plate should have gotten about maybe 4 yards on that, and he ended up with maybe 11 or 12 on an individual effort.
Clock moving. We're right at midfield here in a first down for the Titans, who after their slow start have things rolling here, and they're in that power eye. They shift out of it, and they throw that little stop pass out here. Good job by Jack Kelly. Got a couple extra yards.
Pretty aggressive move there by Kelly to kind of rip and get rid of that first tackler. Got himself an extra couple of yards. That's a gain of 5 on first down. Sets up second and 5.
Putman, Papirski, Hall, Hart, Dalton Hart in the middle. Smith and Harbor up front. Smith shifts over here to left tackle. So they run right over him. And not much there. Just maybe a yard. Plate might have spun for an extra yard. It'll bring up 3rd and 2. Ball at the 42-yard line of Marshall. Brendan Wilson over, get the play from Herb Brogan. And we're down to 3:05 to go in the first. quite easy first down. Off the right side, right up the middle. First down, Lumen.
You want the definition of Lumen Christie football? It's that right there.
Yeah.
Go get yourself 5, 6, 8 yards of crack on
between
the
tackles.
Yeah. Control the line, control the game, control the clock, number one, and the line, and then you control the game. Throw when you can. Not throw when you don't need to. That's what I guess I was trying to say.
Sure.
You know, you get in those third and longs, and you're throwing when everybody expects it. It's not good.
Wilson, play action. Here is one of those first down throws. Intercepted. That was just a bad pass by Wilson. First of all, he threw it way too late, and it was picked off. Ben Lee made a great play down at right around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, he was on Saunders. Will Saunders was the intended receiver, or Matt Saunders, I should say, was the intended receiver. Brendan just couldn't get him the ball. That's worth a gamble. You had just driven all the way downfield. Marshall takes over deep in their own territory, first and 10 at the Titan 15.
Schellenberger out of the gun, and he throws it long down the sideline. Has a man out there and incomplete.
Well, at practice earlier this week, Coach Brogan was telling me that these guys are very explosive, and if you look at their point totals, the last couple weeks, they've scored 39, 55, and 47 points.
That was Donovan Woodson down the sideline.
And they can run the ball, but they also can throw it pretty well and catch it. You look at those receivers, they're long and lean.
Schellenberger, a senior, about 170. Not a very big kid at quarterback. And a flag and a false start.
The senior against Marshall.
That's a couple of those on Marshall.
Make it second and 15.
And they'll spot that pigskin back around the 10-yard line. Second and 15. Out of the gun, another whistle, another flag, another false start. Tom?
Well, while they're taking care of these penalties, the other Interstate 8 game going on right now is at Coldwater, and Coldwater has an early 7-0 lead over Northwest. Western earlier today finished their game from last night. Western beat Hastings 42-20, and Harper Creek beat Penfield 35-20.
Oh, that was against Lumen, pardon me. And they throw it long the other way. Got a man out there incomplete.
It concerns me because the intended receiver, number 13, Jack Kroll, was able to get a step and get behind the Titan defensive backs. You got to keep everybody in front of you.
Yeah, that would have taken, though.
You can't let it. You got to keep everybody in front of you. That was only missed by a stride.
Third and 10. Schellenberger out of the gun. They run the option. There's a late pitch. And forget it. Loss of 2 or 3 yards there.
Titans have pretty much stymied.
Flag right at the end of the play.
They pretty much stymied anything that Marshall's trying to do on the ground.
Host of Titans in the backfield. Face mask on Lumen. Looks like they're calling a 5-yard face mask.
It'll make it 3rd and 5.
Not a big fan of that call. Should be 3rd down. They had a 4th over there. The chain gang fell asleep. But they correct it in a 3rd down and 5. So really a free play here for Marshall. And out of the shotgun, Schellenberger. Quick pass out in the flat. And, oh, big hit on McAllister. Just no room to go. Lumen had that well defended. They got about 3 yards, but it brings up a fourth and two. And at the 23-yard line, Marshall will have to kick it here. Though they won't have to, but they'd be advised to.
Sorry, punting for Marshall.
Joe Sari. Got a good kick last time. And gets a good one this time. Booms it back here. Kelly, 33-yard line, hit at the 40. Pounded at the 40-yard line. Yeah, they stand you up, and that second guy really takes a shot at some of these Titans with the ball.
Yeah, Marshall came into this game. They are ready to play, and they're physical. This is going to be a good one. We're tied at 7, a minute and 19 to go in the first quarter.
Lumen ran right through them for about a half hour and then tried to get cute on a first down and got intercepted. I doubt if we'll see that. Here they pitched a plate. 40-45. Plate's got 8 yards out to the 48-yard line.
Thank you on the stop for the Redhawks.
Hankey, another play defensively for historic Marshall. In for Lumen is Riley Aker, spelled with an E. Second down and short. Aker in motion, and they give to Teach out. And he is dragging tacklers for 5 yards and a first down. And Lumen grinds out a first down at the Marshall 47. Maybe one more play here in the quarter. It's 7-7. But after that first sequence, Lumen has really taken over the game. But a turnover proved costly. They pitched to play. Plate runs right through one tackler, and then he's dragged down. Another good play by Hankey. Justin Hankey, 5'9", 205-pound senior linebacker. That ends the quarter. We are 7-7 on Spring Arbor Road on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
4 Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Lumen Christie, second down short from the Marshall 40, start this second quarter on WKHM. Wilson rolls, look out from behind. He got away, and now he goes down and lost a couple yards. Defensive end shot through there, Joe Sari. And was able to, had Wilson stopped there. He was going to really get it. He must have felt that defender coming and was able to only really lose about a yard and a half. Third down and 4. Two tight ends shift to the far side of the field. And Marshall jumps offside again. Goodness. That's Big Beatty. He's made some good plays, but too anxious there.
And Dan Horn has moved the offensive line all over the place. Tommy Putman's at right tackle. Keegan was at right guard. That time, Jelani Harbor was back over on the left. It's nice to be able to move those kids around. They're trying to. I don't know if he's trying to find matchups or do what's better for those kids. They do a lot of movement, a lot of pulling and trapping, and now it's going to be unbalanced to the right.
First down from the Marshall, 36. Plate, nifty move in the hole, and he dives down to the 28-yard line.
I think they had that extra tackle to the right side. Matt Saunders was also on the right, and that's wonderful football right there. You get all the way down to you're at second and one. You're in business.
Yep, second and very short here for the Titans. They try to take the lead. We're 7-7. Here as we just get underway in the second. Wilson, teach out. Not much there.
Teach out the ball carrier.
He's close to a first down, but he only needed a yard. And they'll mark him at the 26-yard line.
That's a first down for the Titans.
And they give the Titans a first. With the nose of that football just inside the 26. We'll call it the 25 and first down for the Titans. Clock runs in this 7-7 tie. But it doesn't feel like a tie right now. Lumen just dominating this thing. Jerva and Saunders shift. Give to plate, works off a nice block by Teach Out, and he's down to the 21.
How many tackles has Cody Beattie made for Marshall?
Half dozen, anyway.
Again, unblocked, he scraped to his left and made the tackle. Not until plate got a gain of 6.
Little 6 yards there for plate. Second down, Lumen Christy, Dalton Hart, big center out over the football. Good anchor. Oh, plate hit in the backfield. There's a gem by 31.
Holbrook.
That's Luke Holbrook, name just added to our roster. Of course, I wrote down Josh Holbrook. But
okay, that's fine.
That was in the confusion as we were trying to get plugged in here about
that's his nickname.
30 minutes ago.
Third down, Lumen and 9. That was quite a play on defense by Holbrook.
I think he's had 2 of those where he's been completely unblocked.
Plate the tailback. They pitch to plate. Looks for a block. Has plenty of them. He's inside the 15. He's inside the 10. First and goal, Lumen Christy.
Kelly, Dalton, Teachout, Putman, all those kids, Keegan, everybody downfield blocking.
Just a green wave on that pitch sweep. And Marshall could not get enough hats to the ball. Goal to go for the Titans at the 10.
That's a thing of beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, why would you do anything else? Pitch left, pitch right.
Do you think they're doing that at Concord right now? 40 seconds to go in the first half. Concord and Springport are tied at 40.
It's a good defensive battle there.
I suspect they're not just running the ball up and down the field.
Lumen's watching the clock, and they're going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Lumen Christie.
7:55 to go here in the first half. We'll take a quick break, 30 break. Titans threatening on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back on Spring Arbor Road, GOC Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell with you tonight. 10-yard line for Lumen. In this 7-7 tie. Jackson High finished their game earlier today and lost to Chelsea 13-0 at Withington. So really there was no scoring after they came back to finish that game very late in the third quarter.
The PAT.
1 point. Chelsea had just scored on recovering a fumble near the goal line. When they shut it down, they fired out here to Kelly. And Kelly knocked down at about the 6-yard line. That little quick pass out into the flat.
Caleb Boyce was also out there to block, and some, and Kelly just couldn't elude that last defender, that kid that got him and dropped him right there. So the ball will be on the six.
Ben Lee over there.
So Teach Out and Dalton.
Greg Wallace.
Teach Out and Dalton are in. Boyce and Kelly came out. Unbalanced to the right.
Pitch to plate. Cuts back. And touchdown.
You know, there isn't a darn thing Marshall can do when they unbalance like that. And I don't even know if they're recognizing it. It doesn't look like it. And that's candy from a baby right there. 6-yard touchdown for
Walker Plate. It's a little toss sweep, and Plate could go wide. That time he kind of cut it up inside the tackle. He was hit at the two and just tackled right into the end zone. And the Titans take the lead, 13-7. Salazar, extra point. Kelly, the hold, and that is right down central. 14-7, back with a kick. 30 seconds, WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Well, Marshall jumped on Lumen early after a penalty and a short punt. Took a 7-0 lead, but it's been all Lumen Christie after that. And they have taken a 14-7 lead and have really dominated the first half. Marshall will start at the 28-yard line. Short kick return. And their offense really consists of that one run by Taylor of about 15 yards for a touchdown, and that's been about it. Schellenberger hands it off, and big Keegan Smith all over the ball carrier. Riley Aker also. Big 77 right there. They'll put the ball right back at the about the 28. No gain, second and 10 out of the short shotgun. Schellenberger back to throw, and he's in trouble. And he's hit by about four gold helmets. 25-yard line, loss of 3.5.
Pretty aggressive up front for the Titans. And you're getting these guys in second and longs, third and longs, and now you're playing into what they don't really want to do.
In third and about 13. And Schellenberger back to throw it. Down the middle. Oh, deflected, caught. 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown.
Well, on that pass, 89, Trenton Fuller was the intended receiver, and he went up and couldn't catch it, but it went right to number 7, Ezra McAllister, who caught it on the fly and took it into the end zone, about 80, 74 yards anyway.
Then an unsportsmanlike on Marshall with the end zone celebration. So I'm not sure in the... I think that goes to the kickoff, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's after the play.
Marshall on the kickoff.
So Marshall will get the kick from the 10-yard line on the extra point to try it, to tie it up. Miracle play there. And the extra point is up and good, and it's a stunning touchdown for historic Marshall, as that ball was deflected through the hands of Trenton Fuller, picked out of the air by Ezra McAllister. He had a lot of speed and ran right past the Lumen secondary. And you could try that play for 100 years and not make that one work. That was pure lady luck.
Yeah,
but
once,
you got to have some of that.
Yeah, it was a very nicely thrown pass, by the way, to Trenton Fuller, who posted up in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he could have caught it.
And it was in both hands, and as he was coming down, one of the Titan defenders, I think, hit him, and the ball bounced back towards the rest of the team, and McAllister happened to be there. And once he caught that deflection, there wasn't anybody was going to be able to catch him for the Titans. So 74 yards on that pass play. It was 5:47 to go in the second quarter. It's Lumen Christie and Marshall tied at 14.
So 15 yards on the kick. DeLong, punches it right by Cole Simpson. He forgot the ball, and now he's going to be hammered inside the 25. Boy, it looked like Lumen would get great field position there, and Simpson forgot the ball. It rolled right past him. He had to go back and get it. And then you got about four guys on you. You're worried about holding on to it. They place it at the 26-yard line. So some very good fortune here last couple minutes for Marshall. We are 14-14, 5:43 to go in the first half. And here come the Titans. Teach out, lone running back. Wilson throws, caught by Kelly. He's out over the 40.
Three-step drop by Brendan Wilson, a slant pass over the left side to Jack Kelly. Caught it in stride, nice pass, nice catch.
Chopped down by Hunter Kopas. Mark it right at the 40. That's a 14-yard pickup on the slant from Brendan Wilson. And a first down Lumen at their own 40. We are 14-14. Although the Titans have really dominated the line of scrimmage here. Wilson, plate up the middle. And he gets to about the 45. That'll be about 5 yards on first down. And you'll take that every time. Straight blast play right up the middle.
Yeah, you take that every single time. Hey, the other Interstate 8 game going on right now is in Coldwater, and Coldwater has taken a 21-0 lead over Northwest with 6:53 to go in the second quarter.
And the Titans have a second down and 5 here. They spread the field and send Bashinsky in motion. Wilson is going to be hit. Oh, he is pounded down. Hard hit by Beatty again. Cody Beatty, 6'1", 225, defensive lineman. He got a hold of Wilson. That was one of your big-time wrestling moves there, Tom.
He got popped around a little bit there. Wilson's still trying to gather himself.
Would you call that a body slam?
That was a slam. Coach Herb Brogan's got his arm around him, sent him in with a play.
It was not the El Garfio. You remember that?
No, I don't.
Pampiro Furpo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Third down.
Pampiro Furpo.
Third down and 5. Wilson. Oh, he barked him offside again.
Just was crybaby Man Mountain Cannon in on that, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was from air-conditioned Cobo Arena.
Well, the Rollatorium downtown.
Weren't they at the old
St. John's? I don't think that
was
air-conditioned, though.
No.
Yeah, they were at St. John's, yeah.
I think my dad was working as a policeman back then. He was telling me about those days. I was never down there for any of those
events. Were classic presentations. With Leaping Larry Shane. Third down and a half yard here for Lumen Christie. Teach out, wow. He might not have got it. He was hit behind the line, and he got no forward push, Tom.
Haven't seen that all season, and I know the message that the offensive line is going to get when they get down into the locker room here in a couple of minutes. There's 2:56 to go in the first half. And to a man, he's going to ask those offensive linemen if those kids from Marshall are better than you, because they did not get usually the Titans drive the Marshall kids right off the line of scrimmage, and they were unable to do that.
Boy, Beatty was there again. He is had a heck of a half. Beatty and Hankey for Marshall. Now they're going to bring the chain in. And, you know, my eyesight isn't any good, but I could tell them it was short, Craig. What are they doing? They're cutting into your ballroom dancing time tonight.
Fourth down for the Titans.
Fourth down and probably less than a half yard here. Tom is shocked he doesn't see a punter on the field. No, he doesn't look shocked. Fourth and very short. Teach out, first down, not much. He only got a yard and a half, but he didn't need but about a half yard. So Lumen grinds out a first down.
And I think on that side of the line was Tommy Putman and Keegan Smith, along with the center, Dalton Hart.
So first down, Lumen, just inside Marshall territory. We're 14-14. And Wilson gets the play from legendary coach Herb Brogan, and they send Kelly wide to the left, plate in motion. And Wilson in trouble, and down he goes back at the 40.
Wilson sacked in the backfield, but down with Trenton Fuller.
Good defense. Fuller in the backfield, the big tight end defensive end. He is about 6'5", 230, Tom. Good player.
Yeah, they're very good. And they had that, that was not a good play by Lumen Christie. There's no doubt about it. You don't see Herb in now his 40th year, 49th overall, get very demonstrative. And he's just walked away from the field right now. You can see him just kind of gathering himself.
I don't think he liked the call either. Second and 20, they pitched a plate. Played a patient run, but a very short run, just 2 yards. And that's going to bring up third down and very long. 127. This is a big play for Marshall. They can get to halftime with a tie game.
Well, in the first, well, we've seen the Titans 3 times in their first 4 games, and in this situation, they've run that wraparound draw. So Ross Jerva comes out, as does Teach out, and Caden Bushinski, along with Cole Simpson, have checked in for the Titans.
Third and it's 18 or 19 for the Titans. Wilson, there's that draw. You called it. Flag. Plate's going to run for a first down all the way to the Marshall 35, but we're going to get a hold and bring that back. In fact, 2 flags.
Yeah, the referee and the umpire both threw the flags in the middle of the field.
But it looked like Marshall was very ill-prepared for that play, Tom.
I'm surprised because
that was wide open.
They did it against
Kalamazoo United.
They did it against Jackson County Western.
Yeah.
Might even have done it 2 weeks ago when we saw Northwest. What was that, last week?
Remain third down.
So that negates about 25 yards from plate. And this is going to turn into a 15-yard penalty.
Now, they would also be
spot foul.
Marshall's really set up for a screen pass, which the Titans do have.
But it's third and over 30. I think you just want to run some time off the clock here. Oh, and they're letting... I'm surprised Marshall doesn't stop the clock and make him kick it. Why wouldn't they stop that clock, Tom?
Yeah, we're down to 15 seconds.
Man. Handed off to Teach out, and he's dragged down at the 30. So Marshall very content to just let the half run out. They could have called a timeout there, at least made Lumen kick. And, you go for a block. You never know what's going to happen. Very conservative finish there for historic Marshall. We are 14-14 at the half, and let's take a three break. And we'll be back. We'll get you some of the scores from earlier today, some of the makeup games, and some other halftime info here. Lumen 14, Marshall 14 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christie, we are 14-14. Just kind of a stunning first half here. Marshall came out, got that early touchdown. Lumen dominated everything till there was about 4 minutes to go in the half, and then that deflected pass ended up going, about 65, 70 yards on that deflected ball for a touchdown to tie the game, 14 apiece. And we've got a game on our hands. Marshall's got to be excited to be 14-14, Tom.
Well, I don't want to say they were both gift touchdowns, but the first one, the Titans took the ball on the opening kickoff.
It was a 22-yard drive.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one that was the gift was the deflected pass that went 74 yards for the score.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No, not at all. But that first one was the result of Lumen Christie not being able to get a first down back at the 20. And,
they really look lethargic to start the game.
I agree. And sometimes that happens. And I'm telling you right now, that adjustment is in the chin strap downstairs because he's challenging that line to a man. Aren't you better than these kids from Marshall? Let's dig this out. Keep it on the ground where we belong. We know Basil Hampton's not playing. We know it's going to be basically on Walker Plate a couple of times with Teach out.
Walker Plate, 20 carries, 106. Teach out just 15 yards on 7. They've done a real nice job stopping the fullback trap play. Brendan Wilson hit 5 of 7, 46. Had the one costly interception when it looked like Lumen was driving for a score. On the other hand, really, Marshall has had two plays in the first half. They had the 15-yard touchdown run by Thalen Taylor right after the opening whistle, and then the deflected ball went around 70 yards. I don't know the exact total, but Schellenberger is 2 of 5 for 78 yards.
And 74 of them were that.
74.
Where that long touchdown fluke play, and this is an explosive offense that you're really worried about. So they've done a good job keeping basically Marshall contained and doing the things that they needed to do.
Out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, in the Interstate 8, the other game going on right now is down in Coldwater, as Coldwater has a 21-0 lead over Northwest. Earlier today, they wrapped up the Western Hastings game. Western had no trouble as they beat Hastings 42-20. And then also kicked off at noon was Harper Creek beating Penfield 35-20. Greg, you mentioned earlier the Jackson High game was resumed at noon with a minute to go in the third quarter. Chelsea ended up beating Jackson High 13-0. The Vikes dropped. They dropped to 3-2. They're now 2-2 in the SEC White. That drops them all the way into a tie for fourth place with Ypsilanti Lincoln.
Huge game next week at Ypsilanti Lincoln, and your only live coverage of that event is right here next Friday night. That's a big game for Jackson if they want to get back in the playoffs. That's a win they need next Friday, Tom.
Yeah, it sure is. Lincoln last night got hammered by Pinckney. It was Pinckney 40, Lincoln 14. So Lincoln a little bit dragging. So that might be a that should be a very entertaining game, and we'll be able to see Ipsy Lincoln's brand new, spanking new football field. They have a nice AstroTurf field now. It's slate gray. Be interesting to see what that looks like. I prefer these green AstroTurf fields. This one's a gray. They say it's awful nice. Also in the league last night, Ipsy beat Tecumseh 20-14, and it was Dexter 63, Adrian nothing. Lenawee County, I don't have anything on Columbia and Onsted. They picked that game back up at 4 o'clock today, so we'll get something before we leave on Columbia and Onsted. At noon today,
Onsted was leading, though, in that game.
Yes. Hillsdale did beat Hudson. Hillsdale scored a touchdown with about 15 or 16 seconds left. So Hillsdale beat Hudson 10-6. And then, of course, Blissfield beat Dundee 35-16. A couple of big games that I know you were looking at earlier when we came in. I caught the end of the Sexton-Charlotte game up in Charlotte this morning. Sexton beat Charlotte 26-14. East Lansing today, they handed it to DeWitt. It was East Lansing 21, DeWitt 2. What else do we have?
Lansing Catholic.
Yeah, Portland, a one-point winner over Lansing Catholic. Fowlerville beat Lansing Eastern 21-6. Holt beat Lansing Everett 49-20. Nice win for Greg Piscadna and the Blackhawks of Leslie in that battle. We were able to be a part of this one a few years back. A lot of orange and black.
Lots.
Leslie beat Stockbridge 38-20. Mason, a 46-7 winner over St. John's.
Mason is 5-0.
Pawpaw.
Alan Blank leading Pawpaw to a 28-14 win over Otsego. Pittsford beat Athens.
Nice win for the Big Dogs alma mater.
Jamie McKibben dancing in the aisles.
They did announce that Pittsford next year will elect to remain 11-man football, even though everybody else is going to play eight, and they're going to get into the Tri-River. They play a bunch of those guys anyway, Sand Creek, and you know that's the league that Erie Mason's going into because it's Clinton going over to the Lenawee, so there's room in the good for them. So Pittsford's going to go into that league. Zeeland West took it on the chin this afternoon. Byron Center beat Zeeland West 23-22, and Portage Central a heck of a 14-13 win over Stevensville Lakeshore.
Let's just take a 30-second break, and this week in high school sports, we'll be right back. We're about 7 minutes away from the re-kick here. We're 14-14, Lumen Christi Marshall on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back at Lumen Christi. Two teams have just trickled back out. And we are 7-7 here as we await the start of the second half. A little blue sky out here. It turned into a very nice early evening.
I haven't seen the sun in a few days. Hey, update the out-of-town score real quick, Greg. We did just get word from Onsted where this afternoon Onsted has knocked off Columbia Central. Onsted 35, Columbia Central 21. A little bit of an upset there. Columbia now drops to 3-2. Onsted moves up to 3-2, improves.
Yeah, next Friday we'll make a rare trip to Ipsy. Ipsy Lincoln and Jackson High Vikings lost their make good today, 13-0. So last week, hammered by Dexter, certainly played much better, but lost against a fine Chelsea team, 13-0, and will need a big bounce back next Friday night against Ipsy Lincoln, as the Vikings have dropped 2-3-2.
I haven't seen them yet. We'll see them, I think, the week after also. Because Lumen Christi is on the road for two games. The Titans are on the road. Next week, they travel to Hastings. And the following week, they travel to Harper Creek. So we'll have Jackson High the next 2 weeks and come back here for the eighth game. The final home game in the regular season for the Titans will be against Penfield in week eight, and we'll be here for that one.
One of the other big games in the interstate will be Coldwater at Western, and that will be down the road on K105.3, the Coldwater-Western matchup. Salazar has it teed up here for Lumen Christi. Have McAllister, Taylor deep. The ball trickles out of bounds.
Ball was out of bounds.
So that'll be the 35-yard line here for Marshall.
Marshall start, first and
again, offensively, they did next to nothing in the first half. They had the one run and then the deflected pass. Taylor ran four times for 29. He had the 15-yard touchdown run. And here's a flag immediately. Good gravy. Motion on Marshall again.
The ball procedure against Marshall. That's a 5-yard penalty, the first and 15.
Quite a few of those. Big 75, Link Reinke. About 270 out over the football. They give it to Taylor, and he scoots right down the sideline. Has a first down out to the 48-yard line.
Jalen Taylor off the left side. That was an enormous...
Same play they ran for the touchdown.
Yeah, an enormous hole against Schnellenberger. Schnellenberger looks like he's going to throw a pass. I don't know if it's freezing the Titans and they're not reading their keys. And I'm not even sure there was anybody. There was nobody anywhere near him as he gets right up to almost midfield.
Linebackers had to be kind of ducking inside there. McAllister in motion. Schellenberger has some time. He lobs it out here to the big guy. Incomplete, intended for Trenton Fuller.
Jason Bradley on the defense, and I tell you what, Fuller is one big target out there.
Yeah, Bradley, the junior, he is looking up to the 6'5 Fuller.
Also out there on the far corner is 15, junior Owen Garcia. And they're in press coverage defensively, kind of a cover two tight.
Second and 10. Run the option. Late pitch to Taylor. He has about five. They might give him six. He's in Lumen territory. 47-yard line, hit hard there by Aker.
Yeah, Riley Aker off the bottom of the pile, and the rest of the Titans joined in.
Ben LaFleur was there. Third down and four here for Marshall. Schellenberger steps away from the rush, and he's got a first down. He gets outside. Great play by the quarterback. Looked like he would be absolutely hammered at midfield.
Ben LaFleur from the Titans' left side was the first man in on Schellenberger, and he eluded him somehow. And Titans had, I thought they had a pretty good job with pressure, but Schellenberger got away from him, got the first down.
Thanks. Keegan Smith just hammers Short, the running back.
Jezariah Short, the ball carrier, on that same play where they kind of fake the pass.
I think they call him Jay-Z, Tom. Second and 10.
Keegan Smith.
At least we do.
Keegan Smith
broadcast.
Wrapped him up for the tackle.
32-yard line, second and 10. Yeah, Smith put him on his wallet in a hurry. They go to Taylor. Oh, he's hammered.
Jelani Harbor on the tackle there.
Yeah, but it was Ben LaFleur coming off the wing that really hit him first.
He kind of got him on his around the legs, and then Harbor wrapped him up and pinned him down.
Yeah, excellent play by Ben LaFleur coming off the corner.
Little up-tempo here, Greg, for Marshall as they're not huddling.
Third down and 9. Schellenberger. Will he have some time? He does, and he tosses it out here. Oh, drop! Had a touchdown, dropped it. They had a touchdown, Donovan Woodson.
Woodson ran right by Jack Kelly, kind of pushed off to do so.
Yeah, he got away with a push-off, and he was wide open at the 5, Tom. That pass couldn't have been thrown any better.
Had it in both hands, and it somehow, as he was bringing it in, it bounced off his chest.
Boy, that's not going to get you a scholarship there. Fourth down and 9. Beautiful throw by Schellenberger and a cold flat drop for a touchdown. Schellenberger again down the middle. Great catch! 15-yard line. Diving effort by McAllister. Did he catch it? Think they're going to give it to him. The ball did came loose after he hit the ground.
Well, the Titans are daring Marshall to throw. They've got one safety, and they're going to need to have two safeties or get out of that press coverage.
And they hand it off to Greg Wallace, and he's hit behind the line.
Yeah, Brody Dalton for the Titans on that stop.
Loss of 3 brings up 2nd and 13.
See, the Titans can keep pressure on this way, but with that particular coverage, you're just daring them to throw. And they can match up man-on-man out there with you, and they're going to win that battle.
Couple big receivers. If Schellenberger puts it in the right spot, there's right. Not much you can do about it. Now, he hasn't had very much time. Boy, the blocking breaks down again, but Schellenberger runs away from it. Down the sideline, he's close to a first down. Down near the 5-yard line. A great play again by the Marshall quarterback.
Bradley on the tackle.
And Riley Akers shaken up, and he trickles to the sideline. Johnny Teach out in for Lumen. Where did they spot the ball? It's going to be 3rd and 2.
3rd down and 2 for Marshall.
The big ball's a fullback here.
Power set up, and they give it to the big guy. Look at him run, and he stretches out, and he doesn't get it. The ball's loose. They blow it dead at the 6.
Cody Beattie was the big guy, that big linebacker at fullback, number 56. Jack Kelly made the initial hit and brought him down.
It's going to be 4th down in about a yard. Now, they have a good kicker.
Carson DeLong. Did the Titans have too many guys?
They had everybody up, and then there is a flag. That came late.
Right.
They're waving that off. And it's going to be 4th down and about a yard here.
Brings up 4th and 2 for Marshall.
They go into that power set. Big Beattie back there. He's not going to run for a 1st down. They fake play action. Intercepted in the end zone. Terrible throw by the quarterback, but great coverage by Lumen Christie. Walker Plate picked it off. They tried to throw it to Big Trenton Fuller.
Yeah, pretty good break, actually, for Lumen Christie. Marshall had the Titans on their heels. And this is a huge play for the Titans. Walker Plate back there was able to make the grab. It wasn't really thrown anywhere near a Marshall receiver. Plate was in a good spot for it and makes the catch. So he's got the interception. 14-14 tie, Lumen Christie and Marshall.
Yeah, very poor throw by the quarterback.
8:39 to go in the third quarter.
You got a 6'5 receiver. You got to put it up there where he can get it.
And he had time. He really wasn't under that much pressure.
Right, right. From the 20, And Johnny Teachout hammered at the 26.
Cody Beatty on the number 56 on the tackle again for Marshall.
Good run by Teachout, who had just 15 yards in the first half.
Nice to see the sun come out. You said on the morning show that eventually it was going to stop raining. It always does.
I said it was about 6:30.
Yep.
It would clear up. Second and four. Wilson pitches to plate. Plate being chased and dragged down. Hankey made a fine play. The blitzing linebacker right in the backfield.
Yeah, again, he came untouched through that offensive line, and there's mistakes being made someplace. Well, you can't have mental, you know, it's physical is one thing, but mental mistakes will absolutely get you beat.
Huge play for Marshall here. It's third and really a short three, maybe two and a half.
Unbalanced.
Pitch to plate, same thing. Whistle. False start on Lumen.
Just so, a little bit too quick. They came out of the huddle unbalanced, an extra man over to the right. They want to get set and snap it in a hurry before Marshall can adjust. So they were whistled because they weren't set long enough.
7:27 to go in the third, 14-14. Titans in a dogfight here, a game they've really, at the line of scrimmage, pretty much dominated. Kelly split wide left. It's third and eight. And Wilson looking. There's that quick pass caught. Fumble! Fumble, and Marshall has it.
It's going to be called incomplete. Jack Kelly caught that. I thought he caught that pass, but he got hit and fumbled.
Boy, I don't know. That was close.
Yeah, they're going to call that an incomplete pass. That's a break for the Titans.
Looked like he took a good step there.
Brendan Wilson stepped back, and he threw a strike right
into the... Marshall coaches are furious with the call. And the last... Lumen Christi kick was not a pretty one. Dalton's back inside is 10. Cranks that one out beautifully. All the way back, 30-yard line. Holbrook. There's a flag on Beatty. Holbrook got it back to the 45-yard line.
Cooper Keene on the tackle. There is a flag on the play.
Sophomore Cooper Keene on the tackle for the Titans, and it looks like it's going to be on Beatty. He and Ross Jerva in the middle of the field. I didn't see the play.
Yeah, they were. Let's say they were tangled up. Oh, face mask on Lumen.
Face mask against Lumen Christie.
Wow.
Well, I didn't see it, so I'm not going to be able to say anything, but it was thrown right where Beatty and Jerva were.
So, extra 15 yards after a pretty good 15-yard return by Holbrook. Takes it down to the 40. And Marshall in business at the Titan 40. Handed off Taylor.
Taylor, the ball carrier.
And that was 73 for Lumen. Wally Gilbert on the stop.
Throw Johnny Teach out in there as well. Yeah, Marshall not huddling. They're pushing the issue a little bit, trying to get this up-tempo going.
Second and nine. McAllister in motion. They run the option. Taylor gets down the sideline. He's pretty close to a first down. They mark it back now to the 34. Third down and four for Marshall. And the longer they hang around, Tom, the more dangerous they become. And we are 14-14, and we're getting late in the third quarter. Schellenberger, rush on. Stepped away from it for a minute, and then he's knocked down. Brody Dalton at the 34-yard line.
Dalton to tackle, a good team defensive play as the pocket collapsed around Schellenberger, setting up fourth down and five.
Gilbert out, Keegan Smith back in, fourth down. Looks like Marshall will go for it here. Fourth and almost five. Run that option. Taylor is hit, breaks the tackle, and has a first down, it would appear. Depends on the spot. He's right at the chain. Boy, look. Wow, they turn it over. They marked him short of a first down by about an inch.
Walker Plate had an opportunity to make the tackle about 4 yards before that, and he just plain missed. I can't tell you who made the tackle for the Titans on that far side of the field right in front of the Marshall bench, but it'll be Lumen Christie's ball, first and 10 at their own 30. Tied at 14 with Marshall, 5:25 to go, third quarter.
Well, Lumen gets it back with 5:25 to go in the third. Pitch to plate. And he's hit at the 35, forward to the 36.
Good gain on first down when the Titans desperately need a first down.
Lower on the stop.
Boy, gain of about six, giving him four, second and four.
Less than five to go here in the third. We are 14-14. That was our score at halftime. Marshall led 7-0. Lumen scored 14 straight. Late touchdown on the deflected pass by Marshall, 14-all. And play breaks loose. 45-50, 45-40. One man to beat, out of bounds. 31-yard line, I believe.
And again, unbalanced to the left. We can all see it. I don't know if Marshall's adjusting to it. The Titans ran with maximum blocking on that left side. Walker Plate with a wonderful run on second and four. Gets all the way down to the Marshall 30.
Tom, they really tell you where the ball's going.
It's beautiful when it works, and the line is, if they're going to win this game, it's going to be on the offensive line to continue to push those kids back.
Dalton Hart out over the football. Power eye in the backfield, and there's a flag. Another motion penalty on the Titans.
Procedure against the Titans.
Now, that was a power eye right, nothing fancy, little motion, because he sent Riley Aker, the up back, in motion. I can't imagine the offensive line getting tired. But sometimes those mistakes happen when you're exhausted. So walk it off five. It'll be first and 15.
Here's Plate, and he's dragged down. Good play there. 66. Harrison Hatu. 6'1", 265, growing young man. They'll bring up a second and 15.
Cooper Keen is in, and Jack Kelly out.
Kelly out, Keen in.
Keen will be wide to the right.
Two in the backfield. Wilson rolls, looks. Throws, caught by Keen, breaks the tackle, and has a first down all the way down inside the 15-yard line.
Well-executed play right there. Nice blocking, and again, Brendan Wilson threw a strike right to sophomore Cooper Keen, who just entered the game. Keen fought his way all the way down inside the 15, put the ball about on the 14-yard line.
We'll call it the 13 and first down for the Titans. Kelly to the right. Pitch to plate to the right. And he's out of bounds. Don't know if he quite got to the 10. They're going to mark at the 11.
Now, again, that was off, unbalanced to the right, and they're just using maximum blocking just to shove Marshall back. Not much of a gain on that. Give him just 2 yards, it'll set down, sets up second and 8.
But you're right, Tom. I don't see any big adjustment from Marshall when they go into that set.
Yeah, you would see people bump over.
But, you know, somebody's got to call that. They go two tight ends this time. Fake to teach out. Lob it into the end zone, incomplete. Matt Saunders, the tight end, was maybe open briefly. Little touch pass by Wilson, but overthrown about halfway into the end zone. So, third down and 8.
Third down and 8 for the Titans.
From the Marshall 12-yard line. Aker in, Kelly out. Wilson a play from Brogan. 14-14. Late here in the third. WKHM, WKHM.com. Power eye in the backfield. Give to play. There he goes. He is into the end zone. Touchdown. Walker Plate goes 11 yards for a Titan touchdown. When in doubt, give it to Plate.
Well, the offensive line, he really beefed up the right side of the line right there. They weren't unbalanced, I don't think, but they were beefed up with the big kids. I think Harbor, Putman and Keegan Smith were all on that side.
Extra point, Salazar right down the middle. 21-14, Lumen Christie. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. Kickoff, Lumen Christie has just grabbed the lead here with just over 3 minutes to go in the third. Turned into a beautiful early Saturday evening on Spring Arbor Road. Here's a run back out to about the 28-yard line by Taylor.
There we go. Good play.
Riley Aker. Riley Aker on the stop, and we had a flag.
Yeah, Salazar, the kicker, lost his helmet, and it's apparently going to be against Marshall. Officials are talking it over. Again, that is exactly what it's going to be the call.
So instead of the 28, Marshall back at the 14-yard line. They are 86 yards away. From the 14. Whoa, quarterback is just blindsided and hammered.
Okay.
By Brody Dalton coming untouched.
Ben LaFere number 8 off the right side. I believe it was LaFleur, not Dalton. And that's good football. I don't like what Marshall did earlier when that kid hit Salazar and the face mask and took his helmet off. You're targeting the kicker. Not crazy about that.
No.
But that was a great play by LaFleur to hit the quarterback from the backside.
He was hammered.
Boy, and he hit him again. LaFleur was there again as Schellenberger tried to throw that pass, and it basically ended up in the bench for Marshall.
Thing is, he's in the backfield, Tom. The quarterback barely has the ball. Unreal.
That's two straight plays, and Marshall has done nothing to adjust to it.
Be a third and 15.
Now, they could run that play just inside of it.
Fake a little draw. They throw it long out here, and that is knocked away.
He threw a wobbler. Owen Garcia batted it away, and a flag is thrown.
That's an atrocious.
Yeah, I don't complain about the refs, but I thought the Marshall kid pushed Garcia.
Right. That's an awful call.
Pass interference against the Titans.
Ball up in the air like that, it's just a wobbler. It should be up for grabs, anybody's ball.
And that was a wobbler.
I thought it was excellent coverage by Owen Garcia. Marshall catches a real break there. They get a first down at the 24-yard line after the walk-off. Go to Taylor for a yard.
Matt Saunders at the bottom of the pile on that one, and I thought they were going to run that play a goal because that would keep you from shooting LaFleur off the edge. They did it the other side. They ran that little buck play, and they faked the pass afterwards. It's a good play by Saunders, 2nd and 10 for Marshall. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Titans lead 21-14.
Cody Schellenberger back to throw. Now he runs and stops and throws, and that is intercepted. Bradley picked it off. Jason Bradley. That was not a good throw. Again, the pressure on the quarterback.
Two Lumen Christie kids were there. Jason Bradley ended up with it. Garcia was there too. You try to squeeze a pass in between two defenders, and you're not going to usually make that. So the Titans get a gift here, a great play defensively, good stop, and they get the ball 1st and 10 at the Marshall 40, leading by 7 with 1:47 to go in the third quarter.
Diving pick by Jason Bradley, and Lumen in business at the 40. They give it to play, 35-30. Inside the 30, he'll be dragged out of bounds.
Looks like a trap at 6. Right guard Tommy Putman pulled and blocked to his left, and they cleaned that thing out pretty well. First down for the Titans.
First down at the 29. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Wilson to teach out. Not much there. Flag.
Teach out the ball carrier.
Into the middle of the heap would be an apparent holding. Into the holding area.
I'm hoping for a face mask. He threw like a
holding, though. Teach out got a yard. Chop block. That's 15.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
It happens. And that'll take it.
Oh, no. You got some.
And now there's another flag.
That's going to be a sideline warning. I think that flag is just going to be a warning.
No. Well, they.
Yeah. That
was 15.
But this flag that was just thrown was the sideline warning. by the linesman in front of Lumen Christie's bench.
So it'll be first and 25.
So the next one of those on the sideline will be unsportsmanlike conduct. Can't let it bother you. We're down to a minute and 27 to go in the third quarter. Titans lead by 7.
Ball back to the 44. Pitch to plate. Plate's hammered right at the 43. Got a yard. It'll be second. And 24.
Hanky and Lane on the stop for Marshall. Brings up second down.
Boy, Hanky's been all over the place, too. Number 33 made a bunch of tackles.
About a foot there for plate. And second and lengthy.
Yeah, it's a long way.
Brody Dalton comes in.
The clock is running. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the third.
Wilson out of the gun. Rolling right, looking. And he's hammered from behind. He lost about 4 yards. Fuller makes the play.
Trenton Fuller was able to grab him a nice tackle. There's no way Brendan was going to be able to outrun him. So it's third and very, very long. The clock's running 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the Titans are just going to elect to regroup here at the beginning of the fourth.
Lumen Christie leads. They scored the only touchdown of the third. 21, Marshall 14. Back with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Third down and forever here for the Titans. Need about 27. Wilson throws it long down the sideline, and that is caught, but I believe he's out of bounds. Great catch by Jack Kelly, but he was out of bounds.
Yeah, he sure made a good adjustment, but it was right on that sideline, about the between the 20 and the 15-yard line.
Fantastic catch by Kelly.
And a great throw by Brendan Wilson, because it was where nobody from Marshall was able to catch it.
So Lumen will kick here on fourth and very, very long and try to pin Marshall back.
Ross Jerva on the snap for the punts for the Titans. Brody Dalton deep to kick.
He stands at the Lumen 40-yard line. Gets it away, no pressure. Oh, kicks it short. Oh, and it backs up again. Ratchford sand wedge there at the 30.
Yeah, that's the second time today he did that. Caleb Boyce was able to catch that one, though, and down it for the Titans after the first bounce when it came back. Not a real
3-yard backup there.
Yeah, not much of a kick. So Marshall will take over first and 10 at their own 31.
They trail 21-14. And on first down from the 32, give it to Taylor. And he breaks loose off the left side. That same play that has been a successful three or four times. And he found room all the way to the Lumen 45-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think it's real fancy or anything, but to be honest with you, Marshall's offensive line has done a great job. They do a good job with those sorts of plays.
On first from the 45. And ball carrier this time is Greg Wallace, and he's hitting the backfield.
By Cole Simpson, the very fine sophomore football player for the Titans.
He was able to kind of squirt back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Hand off to Wallace, gets outside. Great tackle by Walker, played up out of the secondary. Boy, it looked like Wallace had room to get to the corner and turn that up, and plate's just too good.
Yeah, that closed in a hurry as plate scraped from the scraped to his left and made a very nice tackle. Sets up third down and 7.
They slot the big tight end. He'll run right down the seam here. And Schellenberger looking. Flips it out here and incomplete. Broken up by Walker Plate again.
Yeah, Walker Plate probably did have his right arm on the receiver, but he got his left arm on the ball and they let that go. So a good play by the Titan defensive back, Walker Plate, bats it away. It'll be fourth down and 7 for Marshall.
They bring their kicker in, Carson DeLong.
Carson DeLong punting for Marshall.
Jack Kelly back for Lumen. Is around the 15-yard line or so. Fourth and 7. Not a good kick here. Then they call a flag as they run into the kicker. Keegan Smith. I don't know if that'll be a first down, but that kick was horrendous by DeLong.
And he's been kicking well.
That will not give them a first down, but it would make it a decision. Be fourth and pretty short.
Running into the kicker. Remains fourth down for 5-yard coverage.
A fourth and 2.
And that was big Keegan Smith that was there at the punter.
Hard to disguise that.
Yeah.
And now Marshall's going to take a timeout. Now, they didn't come here to lose, did they, Tom?
No, and that's a good call by Bill Dreyer, head coach over at Marshall, to
if you,
call
if you can get 2 yards, you better
sure,
get it.
They're going to go talk it over and come up with what they can do best. We're getting, you know, we're in the fourth quarter. They're down by 7. Titans lead 21-14. They do a lot of things. I mean, they have a lot of weapons. As Herb mentioned to me during the week, they're explosive. They can run. They can pass. They can run with in a couple of different areas, and they've got some really good receivers that post up man-to-man taller than every single Titan defensive back that's trying to cover them.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't, you know, just throwing the short pass to the big 6'5 Trenton Fuller.
Yeah, that would be on this particular situation right here.
Yeah.
You just throw a little pop pass for 2 yards.
He's about a foot bigger than anybody else out there. Fourth down and 2. They're going to go for it. Schellenberger. Short gun. Good snap. No, not a prayer. They gave it to Taylor.
They ran that fake pass where they slip it into the running back, and the Titans were able to make that play. I don't have who made the stop up in front. There were about three kids there. But what a huge play for Lumen Christi to stop Marshall on fourth and short.
Stunning call. At the very least, you'd run that little option where they had had some success. They've had no success running up the middle. And Lumen gets it back at the 47 flag. Offside on Marshall.
The ball in encroachment against the defense.
Tom out of town.
The other Interstate 8 game down at Coldwater, we're still in the third quarter. It's a clock runner, Coldwater 35, Northwest nothing. And a wild one has just ended in Concord, where Concord beats Springport 45-42.
Wow. First and five here for Lumen from the Marshall 48. Power eye, teach out. Nothing doing there, about a yard.
You got a 7-point lead with against a good team with 9 minutes and 45 seconds left. You get into power eye with two tight ends. You can run your fullback a couple of times like that. Now it's second down and three. I wouldn't stray too far off tackle, let's put it that way.
Cody Beatty, Austin West. Second down and three. This time it's plate. Plate breaks that initial tackle by Beatty and has a first down to the 41-yard line.
I know everybody likes to see the ball flung around a lot, but to me, that's a thing of beauty right there. You just got a first down on two plays when you need it badly. Now you're well into Marshall territory. You're down to their 41 with a 7-point lead and 9 minutes and 10 seconds to go in this game, and the clock is running.
Pitch to plate. Runs right through two defenders. Has a first down. He's inside the 25.
I thought Beatty made an unnecessarily flagrant type tackle right there. I mean, he flung him to the ground when it was right on the out of bounds line. I'll leave it at that, but it's been a little bit rough here today.
23-yard line. Yeah, he ran right by about four defenders here.
Yeah, he slipped right
short
through
side him. Of the field.
And what they did is they had been in the two tight ends and power eye for three plays, and then they sprung that wide formation on him that was kind of unbalanced because there was a split on way out here to the sideline, and they hit him quick on that toss sweep at nine. So we're down to 8:55 to go in the game. The clock is stopped with Marshall having taken a timeout and Lumen Christi with a 21-14 lead.
Seymour Ford Lincoln, Fuller's ChemDry, OmniSource, Able Heating and Cooling, County National Bank, Mark Konopacki bringing you tonight's tilt on 970. 101.5 FM. Mark is Mr. Minuteman. He will unclog your sewer. Well, he won't, but his hired hands will. Here's another nice gain by Plate. He's inside the 20. Got hit hard.
Yeah, hard high tackle by Cody Beatty as he drilled Plate through the head and shoulder area.
Beatty's made about 20 tackles.
Yeah.
But this
wouldn't mind figuring out
defense really looks tired.
Yeah, you're going to keep dragging them down the field. I suspect there'll be no passing here. We're down to 8:20 to go. Clock is running. 8:20
good prediction.
To go in the game.
Good prediction.
It better not be in the air.
Power eye. Acre and Teach out back there. Here's Plate. Cuts it up the middle, and he gets about 3 yards on the tackle. Trenton Fuller.
That's enough for a first down for the Titans.
on the stop.
That either knocked the cheek pad out of Plate's helmet or that was his mouthpiece. Aker went over, or Teach out picked it up for him and handed it to him, so I'm thinking it's his mouthpiece. You get hit pretty hard if your mouthpiece comes flying out.
Dentures? Probably not.
After that, maybe.
12-yard line. Flag.
A little clumsy on that. As the Titans bobbed a little bit there. Legal procedure again.
So they march it back. Another procedure call. Both teams have had their struggles.
We've had a lot of penalties. A
lot of movement. Back to the 17-yard line. First and 15. 7:25 to go in the game. Titans lead by a touchdown, 21-14. They'll be at historic Hastings next week. Here's Plate. Dives down close to the 10. They'll put it at the 11.
That was unbalanced left. They send motion right with Saunders, but he broke back to the left, and Plate with a good run off tackle.
Big Fuller again. The tackle, he's had a strong game also for Marshall.
Yeah, and on the left side is Joey Papirski and Jelani Harbor, so it's not the biggest kids over on the left side on that offensive front.
Well, Harbor's huge. Come on.
Well, he is, but Joey's not.
No. Harbor looks like a he looks like a Harbor. He's enormous.
Okay, now Joey's on the right, and all the big guys are on the left.
Second and nine. Plate worms his way down to the 5.
I mean, this isn't rocket science over here. You got all your big guys on the left, Putman, Harbor, and Keegan Smith, and you just keep pounding the ball off the left side with your best back.
Yeah, it's not science. Third down and 3. Ball's at just about the 5-yard line.
Clock continues to run. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the ball game.
Under 6. On third, played again, and he breaks tackles and mark him down right at the 3-yard line. That'll be short of a first down.
Run it again. It's going to be fourth and 1.
Fourth down.
That's maybe closer to 2.
Yeah, fourth down at about 1.5 yards. Probably the ball game here. .547 to go. Herb Brogan takes a timeout. He'll talk over this fourth down.
Timeout, Roman Christie.
Opportunity. Let's take a... We'll take just a quick break, 30 break, and we'll be back. Lumen up 21-14 on WKHM.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Lumen is a fourth down, about 1.5 yards. Up by a touchdown, 21-14. Wild game of the Big 8, Tom. Between Springport and Concord.
Yeah, it was a dandy. Concord came out. They took a lead with 6 minutes to go, 45-42. and hung on to win that thing over Springport. We may see Springport in the Division 7 playoffs. They're 3-2. They go 6-3. They'll be there.
Here we go. Fourth down. Here's play. And he's hit. Breaks the tackle. Second effort. Doesn't look like he got there.
That was a heck of a second effort.
He was definitely stopped. And Marshall holds. How about that? What a job by Marshall to hold there.
I was kind of, yeah, they bounced it outside a little bit, and Marshall was there to make the stop. So Marshall will take over on downs. There are 5 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game.
What an effort by Plate, though, Tom. He was really hit at the five.
Luba Christie leads by seven. They're going to have to go the length of the field. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 3 yard line.
Schellenberger out of the end zone. Hands it off to Taylor. Breaks outside. And up the sideline he goes, all the way to the 18 yard line. From the 2 to the 18. And a big first play on this drive.
Boy, that
for
was huge.
Marshall.
Yeah, that was huge because out of that shotgun snap, now you take the safety out of the, you know, the defensive safety where the ball might be fumbled around by the quarterback. You take that out of the picture now.
It's the one running play that's really worked for them, kind of a little delay.
And Luma Christie's still playing with just one safety.
Schellenberger down the sideline. Oh, what a catch! Spectacular catch out at the 45-yard line. Unbelievable catch by Marshall.
That was Donovan Woodson.
We do have a flag.
And he beat Jack Kelly. But I'm here to tell you, with one safety, that's Woodson against Kelly one-on-one. You can beat him. You can beat anybody one-on-one. You need another safety over there for help.
And frankly, it looked like there might be some interference holding out there on that receiver.
But one-on-one, that kid can break on Kelly either way. There's nothing he can do. You've got to have support from two safeties.
That was an amazing catch by Woodson. And I guess they just picked up the flag. So Marshall, two plays are out to the 47. Schellenberger hitting the backfield, breaks away for a second, and he's dragged down at the 45-yard line.
Brody Dalton from the right altered Schellenberger's pattern, and he stepped into the gap there, and Jelani Harbor was able to make the tackle, sets up second down and 11. Clock still runs. We're under five. It's 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. Luma Christie leads 21-14. Man, there's a lot of penalties in this game.
Five-yard walk-off against Marshall, back to the 40. No, second and 17. Schellenberger out of the gun. And that pocket breaks right down. He's hit.
Jelani Harbor and Brody Dalton. Brody came in from the left side.
He has no time, Tom.
No. So when the Titan defense cranks it up like that, Tony Panici's up here calling it, and you know, sometimes you get in the head of Coach Bill Dreyer, and those were pretty good defensive plays right there. You can get away with one safety when you're bringing those kids off the edge like that.
This quarterback has to get the ball and throw it. And it's third and very long. No time. He's running around back there, and he's hit. Keegan Smith this time.
And again, Brody Dalton from the left-hand side got to Schellenberger and made him alter what he tried to do, and he ran right into the arms of Keegan Smith. What a great...
Schellenberger trying to scrape himself off the turf.
What a great defensive series for Lumen Christie. After giving up that first down and then the long pass, the second one there to get him to midfield. We're down to 3:26 to go in this game. Lumen Christie with a 21-14 lead.
That will force Marshall to kick because it's fourth and so long. They need about 30. So Joe Sari back to kick it. Good kick. Kelly back, fair catch. Good job, 28-yard line. So with 3:03, Tom, about one first down, just about does it here, and Marshall needs a turnover.
And you've got the team to do it because you can get that first down between the tackles. You don't have to do anything fancy, hopefully. See if that offensive line can hold themselves together for one more series and get another first down or two.
Ball to 29. Give it to Plate. And
Walker plays the ball carrier.
He's up to the 31, even though he got thrown back. They're going to give him a gain of about two. Beattie again on the tackle. Titans try to run a counter at eight. They pulled the right guard. I think it was the right tackle and right tight end back to the left. Kind of a longer running play.
2:35.
The idea is to run a little bit wider to take a few more seconds off the clock.
Marshall needs a stop right now, and they have really nine in the box. They fake it. Wilson's going to run. 30, 35, 40. Great job by Wilson. Slides down at the 45-yard line. Great fake to Poit. And the defense went after number six.
What a fantastic fake. I'm not so positive they didn't just tell everybody the play was going to be that counter at eight again, and Brendan kept the ball, was told just to keep the ball on his own, because nobody saw that coming. Brendan Wilson off the right side for a first down. He's down to the Titan 44 now. First and 10, Titans with a 7-point lead, 1:45 to go in the game.
1:40, clock running. First down, 44-yard line. Teachout is dragged down by big Harrison Hotu. Got a yard.
Second down and nine.
Clock's going to run out on Marshall. They likely take a timeout after this play, but they did have to burn that timeout on fourth and two earlier when they decided to run for a first down instead of kick. Now, Brogan's letting the clock run all the way down, and he'll take a timeout with 49 seconds left in the game. Quick break, 30 break, and we'll be back. Titans in command and into the last minute. Trying to mop this one up on WKHL.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey,
I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Titans trying to hang on here for their fifth straight win. They pitch to plate. 45, hit hard. Midfield.
Hit hard and high.
And we have a timeout, Marshall.
Timeout, Marshall, their last.
Yeah, that was a hard hit by Justin Hankey.
I'd like to see the head taken out of the game, and that's borderline. Plate is going to rest. He's going to sleep well because he has carried the ball and played defense. And, you know, without Basil Hampton, they've basically been, you know, they're down to just plate, and Teachout's got a handful of carries. I don't think anybody else has had the ball.
Not running the ball. Wilson, one run.
How many completed passes? Jack caught two, caught one.
He was 5 of 7 at halftime. Titans victory formation. Wilson takes a knee on third. Clock runs, and that will be the ball game. We'll let the clock run out. Yep, the timekeeper just fell asleep, so the game is over. 21-14, hard fought. Tilt here this afternoon. Although the Titans dominated, it was a little shaky.
A little.
After that long pass was completed, Marshall was in great shape to try to get this thing tied up. They were at midfield with about 4 minutes left, Tom, and a couple penalties, and it's over.
Yeah, I'd say it was hard fought. There's no question about it. Marshall
came, hard hitting.
Marshall came to play. They hit hard. They were explosive, as Herb said. They did some good things. They did some really good things in this game. But the Titans were somehow able to come out of here with a 21-14 win and cement first place in the Interstate 8 with a 5-0 record, 4-0 in the conference. And, boy, when you can win these close ones, and they've won several close games this year, you think about it. They had that opening night win against Kalamazoo United by 2 points. They had a good close game with Western, a real good game with Coldwater that was they were trailing at the half. Last week wasn't much of a game over Northwest, but this one was a heck of a football game here at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field as Lumen Christi beats Marshall 21-14.
Post-game break, we'll be right back and wrap it all up here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Thanks to Mark Konopacki, who's probably listening today. 21-14. The final here, Titans go to 5-0. They'll be at Hastings next week. We'll be in Ypsilanti. Jackson High tries to bounce back against Ipsy Lincoln next Friday night. A couple other scores, Tom?
The other final this afternoon in the Interstate 8 just completed down at Coldwater. Coldwater beat Northwest 42-7. Earlier this afternoon, Western beat Hastings 42-20, and Harper Creek beat Penfield 35-20. Lumen Christi next week does travel. They're on the road as Lumen Christi goes to Hastings. And as I mentioned a moment ago, Western beat Hastings 42-20. In the SEC White this afternoon, or this morning, Chelsea beat Jackson High. They shut them out. Chelsea 13, Jackson nothing. Jackson High drops to 3-2. Chelsea goes to 5-0. In the Lenawee this afternoon, Onsted knocked off Columbia Central. Onsted 35, Columbia Central 21. And the other game played today in the LCAA, Hillsdale scored with under 20 seconds left in the game as Hillsdale beat Hudson 10-6. And then the other final in the Big 8 nearby, what a wild one at Concord, as Concord beat Springport 45-42.
Wow. And Spartans kicked a field goal at the buzzer, beat Indiana. Notre Dame a winner over Virginia. And, of course, Michigan trampled poor Rutgers earlier today on the network. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Again, Mark Konopacki, his crack staff at Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our presenting sponsor today. And for Josh Ankrell and Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, final. Lumen, 21. Historic Marshall, 14. We say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.